This is Clive Brook. I've called today's program Mightier Than the Sword. The pen is mightier than the sword, or so the saying goes. The pen to which I'm referring is the forger's pen. However, when the sword concerned is the sword of Damocles, then, as many of the inmates of His Majesty's prisons will agree, the sword is mightier than the pen. So be it. Let us start our program by visiting a place which has provided us in the past with a source of inspiration. I refer to that sinister but fascinating place, the Black Museum of Scotland Yard. With the ever-increasing amount of scientific aid which is provided for our modern police force, the art of forging has, I'm happy to say, fallen into decline. What hope has one poor forger against X-rays, ultraviolet rays, and all the other paraphernalia of the Metropolitan Police Laboratory to find what one might term some really juicy examples of the forger's art? One must turn back the calendar some 40 years and take a look at a few of the older exhibits of the Black Museum. Here, for instance, inside this glass case, we see a number of moles and plates. These were originally used for printing banknotes of the unofficial variety.
That's right, Mr. Brook. Russian rubles. But for those of Pope?
Ah, yes, that was a very famous case. The forger who specialized in Russian ruble notes was a versatile sort of chap. Not only did he print notes, he also used to write notes. Nice, delicate little notes to old ladies, threatening them that if they didn't send him money, he would at the earliest opportunity place dynamite on their doormats. So that the first time they rubbed their boots or galoshes, well, he wouldn't venture to say where they'd be blown to. Eventually, after a long and extremely successful career, he went for an extended and enforced vacation. Up Dartmoor way, I believe. And here, in the same glass case, are some relics of one of the most famous of all forgers. His name was Charles Howard. Let me tell you his story. Old Howard, for he was over 70 years of age, was a colossal swindler. He played for high stakes and the highest quarters. No tuppenny halfpenny swindles would appease his criminal appetite. Thousands and nothing short was his game. And more often than not, he bagged them. His operations extended all over the civilized world.
Ah, my dear Mrs. Fraser, I would so like you to meet a friend of mine.
I'm always happy to meet a friend of yours. Please introduce us.
Mrs. Fraser, Count von Howard.
Charmed, my dear lady.
Count,
Von Howard.
Howard?
Yes. H-O-W-A-R-D.
How strange.
Yes, my mother was German, my father English.
Oh, of course, how silly of me. Tell me, Count von Howard, do you often come to affairs of this kind?
I'm afraid I'm not very often in Paris. You see, my business takes me all over the place.
Please forgive my curiosity, but what is your business? Such a distinguished-looking man, I feel sure it must be something quite fascinating.
Quite prosaic, I'm afraid, my dear lady. You might say I earn my living by my pen.
But how wonderful. Fiction?
Mainly. You see, it pays the best. Would it be presumptuous if I asked you to dance this waltz with me?
Good heavens, no. I should be delighted. Such a distinguished man, a count and an author.
Howard was a benevolent, distinguished-looking gentleman. His plausibility was simply delicious. His impudence at facing a thing out, in spite of immense odds against him, was undeniably tremendous. He was a man of infinite capacity, though like most of the rogues in his profession, he always tried the same trick once to